The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, in a bid to ensuring that Ghana takes a bold step towards gender parity and equality in carrying out a project to address the underrepresentation of women in the decision-making process. The project is an IEA collaboration with the EU-funded European Partnership for Democracy. The working group has presented a roadmap to the Gender, Children and Social Protection Ministry for consideration in the proposed Affirmative Action Bill. The minister, Nana Oyelitha, agrees that the passage of an Affirmative Action Bill will be the most effective way of addressing issues of gender parity in Ghana. Here's a report by Rebecca Ekpe.
The Institute of Economic Affairs views an affirmative action legislation as necessary and will serve a dual purpose, that Ghana needs to adhere to its own constitutional requirements on discrimination and also comply with international charters on women's rights. Women make up about 52% of Ghana's population, and yet they have a relatively low influence in decision making. Women representation in parliament is only a little over 10%. As against 89%+ of males. The IEA working group, in its presentation to the Gender, Children and Social Protection Ministry, recommends that the Affirmative Action Bill should have provisions which encourage women to engage in non-traditional roles. More importantly, the electoral system must devise practical ways to ensure that women get elected into decision-making spaces. Rector of the Law Institute, Hilary Wedema, is a member of the IEA Affirmative Action Working Group.
That should benefit from an affirmative action law, including the youth, persons with disability, the aged, all these interest groups would find their place in the affirmative action law.
The IEA Affirmative Action Working Group also proposed strategies to ensure that the law works. Nana Oyelitha says the Gender, Children and Social Protection Ministry is collaborating with relevant ministries in spearheading the bill.
Ghana has used affirmative action to address imbalances in access to education, health, work, and politics. And I'd like to focus on politics. And so affirmative action is not new, it's not foreign, it's actually very Ghanaian, and we were the African pioneers of affirmative action. The continuous existence of gender inequality in political and decision making makes it critical for an assessment and possible review of our strategies to achieve an increased representation and participation of women and other groups at all levels of decision making. And let me say here that now we are Ministry of Gender, we're looking at expanding affirmative action to include other marginalized groups.
In addressing gender equity, Nana Oyelitha also wants political parties to go beyond providing rebates to women to devising practical ways of increasing women's representation in decision-making.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.